Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, happy Saturday, March 18th, 2017. Another beautiful, glorious day here in the paradise of Arizona. Spectacularly sunny. I think it's around low 90s, but you can hardly tell. That's really mild around here. As usual, birds are chirping and beautiful view outside my office window here. And it is the day after St. Paddy's Day, so hopefully you are completely recovered and did not do anything way too crazy on St. Paddy's Day, so you're feeling okay today and ready to enjoy the rest of your weekend. And so here, my daily Facebook Live, and I wanted to cover something that I mentioned yesterday. I did a St. Patrick's Day promotion that you would know if you follow my daily Facebook Live videos, and I offered three people a free 17-minute strategy session because of the 17th being St. Paddy's Day. And then I offered three more for people that watched the video where I talked about that St. Patrick's Day. So I did a total of five of them, and I have one more scheduled to do. And I was mentioning on the video yesterday that, unfortunately, I stumped a person with just one very most basic question. And, you know, I understand if you're an entrepreneur or a business owner, that perhaps math is not your favorite subject. It certainly was not mine. I was real good at the basics of adding and subtracting and multiplying simple numbers and stuff. But, you know, algebra or, you know, functions or hyperbolas or whatever the heck advanced math things like was not for me. And in fact, the first real business, multi-million dollar business that I ran, its first person I hired was a bookkeeper and an accountant. I was like, I am not going to, you know, I did it in the beginning, but as soon as I, you know, got successful, that was the first hire I made. I was like, I am not going to be sitting here crunching numbers by myself. Not my favorite thing to do. So I understand if that's you. However, as a business owner, it behooves you to know the most basic numbers. In fact, there's a number you just absolutely have to know, basically two of them. I mean, there's probably about a dozen really most basic numbers of running any business. And by the way, I'm not talking about the nonsense numbers that you'll get from your accountant at tax time, or, you know, monthly P&L statements or spreadsheets about, you know, the overall, you know, I can't even think of what all the numbers they come up with, because they're, you know, kind of accountants are usually, they're backwards looking. You know, their job is to see what happened and then report about it. But the business owner's job is forwards looking. We've got to be, you know, looking at what is now and looking at where we want it to go in the future. So we've got to look at all different kind of numbers that business owners must know. But there's two basic ones. They're both based on the same concept that you've got to know what a customer's worth. So I specialize in helping small business owners do marketing, advertising, sales work, generate cash, money. You know, all the rest of the business is expenses based. You got to deliver the business. But I specialize in bringing tons of cash into people's bank account. And before you do any kind of advertising or marketing, you've got to know what a customer's worth. How else can you know how much you're willing to invest in order to get a customer, right? I mean, you know, you're going to be a real victim of all kinds of advertising salespeople if you don't know what a customer is worth. It's, you know, small businesses go out of business like nobody's business. You know, 90-80% of them fail in the first 5 years, or whatever the numbers you read, half of them fail in the first year, and that means a lot of them fail in the first few months. Big businesses fail too, but not nearly like small businesses, and one reason is they know their numbers, absolutely, for sure. So you got to know your numbers. At the very least, you have to have somebody on your team reporting to you that knows these numbers. But really, in your mind, this number, what's a customer worth? You got to know. So I was doing this free strategy session yesterday. It's somebody who was telling me all about his big seminar that he puts people into. And then from the seminar, he sets them into his system of coaching and ongoing help. And so it's $1,000 a piece to go in the seminar. And then it's $15,000 for his coaching, or $10,000, or whatever it was, or something. And, you know, sounded, you know, he made it seem like he knows what he's doing. And I've actually done other free strategies. So, you know, this is one of those guys that, you know, whenever you offer something for free, he grabs it. And whenever you offer real help, which would take some investment of money, of course, to get a much bigger return, nothing but excuses. And yesterday I realized why. The guy acts like he's Mr. Big Tough Guy and he runs a business and he knows what he's doing. But, man, I mean, it just shows you anybody can sell stuff and can have any kind of success. Not a lot of success if you don't know your numbers, but I just asked him. You know, I was giving him a whole bunch of ways to get people into the room at his seminar. And then I just asked, you know, what's it worth for you to put somebody into the room? And he was completely bamboozled and baffled by it. So enough about him, but you don't want to be that way. You don't want to be that guy that's baffled by the simplest question in the world. Well, you're acting big muckety muck about your business. And I say, well, great. What's it worth to put a person in the room? Now, there's all kinds of ways of figuring this out. You could say that, well, let's see, because he tells me, you know, I don't know what to believe now about anything he ever says, but he tells me he's been doing these for years. And so he would know that if he routinely puts, say, 20 people in the room for this seminar and two of them sign up for his $10,000 coaching thing and the other 10, you know, eight, what did I say, 20, the other 18 go home just happy that they, you know, spent $1,000 and learned something in the 2-day seminar or something. So just add it up. You got 20 people and that's 20,000. And then you got two more giving an extra 10, that's 40,000. So sounds to me like it's worth $2,000 per person on the average to put a person in the room. There, that was simple, right? But amazingly, that just completely stumped them. And it was only a 17-minute strategy session, and this question was near the end because I was going to recommend something, but then I caught myself before I recommend it, you know, is this going to make sense? You know, if I recommend something, like in that case, now I'm just guessing. Let's just say it's $2,000 a person to put a person in the room. And I was going to recommend something that would cost $2,200 per person to put a person in the room. Well, it's a good thing, you know, I don't recommend that since it ends up his value of putting a person in the room is only $2,000. So he would lose money. So it doesn't make any sense. Even if I said, I can guarantee you people in the room, it's just going to cost you $2,200 a piece. But what if he, you know, turned four of those people in a room, became clients ongoing. So now you got four times the 10,000, which is 40,000 on top of the 20,000 people just being in the room. You got 60,000. Now it's an average of $3,000. So now the value of $3,000 for every person in the room would be a no brainer for him to invest $2,200 to put that person in the room. I mean, I'd hold two seminars every day. I mean, give me a break. I'm profiting $800 for every person I put in the room. So I'll do one a week. If I can put 20 people in the room every week, that's, what is it, 16 grand every week. Not bad. It's 800 grand a year. I mean, it's decent. And then there's all the things you ought to do to increase the value and so forth. But anyway, most basic question, what's a customer worth to you? You got to know that. Okay. There's two numbers you got to know for that. You ought to know your average transaction value. You know, the first transaction somebody does with you, what's that worth? So maybe that you go out and you, you do something minor for somebody. You do a repair for a couple $100, but that could lead to them saying, ooh, you know, or you know, the trip charge, it's $100 for the trip charge. And come out there and you look and the boiler is about to go. And you say, look, I could fix this thing for $300 or $400. But it's still going to go in a year or two, and it's also running inefficiently, and your heating and air bills are going through the roof because of it. Or you can get a brand new one for about 10 grand, and I'll guarantee it for 10 years, and that'll bring your bill down, and plus you won't be calling me back in a year to replace it, blah, 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 blah. So you got to figure out. So if you've been in business for a while, you can historically look back and look over the numbers. Very simple. You can even just look at last year and say, you know, I had this many customers, and I brought in this much revenue in my business. So each customer is worth this much. And then you can look at that initial transaction and say, wow, that transaction is worth this much. You got to figure it out. You got to know the transaction value. And I can tell you right now, knowing your average transaction value is the key to being able to raise your prices, because we'll save that topic for another day, but raising your prices is the easiest way to give yourself a raise. I'll give you an example. Let's say, real quick one, I'll go back on the topic, but let's just say that you sell something for $100. And the your cost of goods is 50%. kind of normal. You have 100% markup. So you buy some for 50, you sell it for 100. So you make 50 bucks. However, your overhead takes another 30 out of that. So you're down to 20 bucks, 20%, not bad. So for everything you sell for 100 bucks, you keep 20% net profit, 20 bucks. But watch what happens when you can boost that price by just a little bit. Let's say you raise it only $10, 10% to $110. Well, you've got the $5, the extra 50% is the cost of goods, but your overhead's already covered. And so you're getting an extra $5 for selling it at 110 over 100, right? You're selling now $55 worth of goods for 110. You're getting an extra $5, which goes right to your bottom line. You're getting $25 of net profit now. So you've raised your profit 25% when you only raised your price 10%. Okay. Again, somebody's not into numbers, that might have just, you know, gone all bamboozled on you there and wacky. So we'll cover that another day. But another number you want to know is your lifetime customer value. So this is for you to figure out. And again, you can look back historically, and if you're just starting out in business, you know, find some people that are in the same business as you, or somebody who can be a mentor who's helped lots of people in that business. Somebody who really knows what's going on in that business can help you to put this number, because you got to know it. So the number is lifetime customer value. And that can be, again, you look back in your books and you see how many customers over lifetime and about how long they stay with you on an average. And whenever I ask, and some people go, well, you know, that depends. Well, of course it depends. But I asked, what's the number? What's the average? The average doesn't depend. The average is a number. Or they go, well, you know, it differs. It ups. I asked for the number, the average. So the average transaction value or the average lifetime customer value is just a number. It doesn't depend. And it's not maybe, and it's not an if. It's something you got to know in your business. I can tell you this. Whoever comes in to sell you advertising and marketing, they know their number. They know that if you they sell you a certain ad, they make a certain percent commission, and they're looking to sell you that ad. Well, they know the price of that ad, and you ought to know what you could possibly expect to gain from that ad. You got to know that basic math. If I spend $1,000 on this marketing, and I can get 10 customers, that's costing me $100 per customer, but my lifetime value per customer is $1,800. Okay, the reason it's real important to know that number is not just so you can start doing some marketing with relative confidence that you're going to make money and not get killed on it, like most small business owners do and don't know what they're doing and then wonder why things are tough and they're going out of business. But the second thing is you can wake up every day thinking, how can I increase both of those numbers? How can I increase the average transaction value, and how can I increase the lifetime value of a customer? So those two numbers are going to increase your profit like nothing else, you know. So, I mean, I've had businesses over the years where I started out just selling one thing and say a value of a customer was a couple hundred bucks. And I thought, what else can I sell them? And X percentage of people bought that other thing. So that raised the value up to $220. Then it raised it to $250. Then I could sell them something else and something else. And I can recommend something else, and I get a referral from them, and I can get them to come back again and buy more, and this, and then to come more often. And so I got that value up to $700-$800. I mean, my competitors wondered why I was always able to place the biggest ad. And back in my fantasy sports game days, I had the largest fantasy sports game company in the world. I was always able to increase the size of my ads, increase all the prizes I was giving, and my competitors were like, I was looking at, they still had small ads and they had crappy prizes. And I was like, they just don't know their numbers, or they're not doing as good a job as of working with those numbers. So those two basic numbers, you got to go know those two numbers to start. Know the average initial transaction value, the tip of the iceberg, that first transaction with you, and know the lifetime value of the customer. Okay. And don't be that guy that if you talk to me or anybody else who knows what they're doing, they're going to ask you that simple question. Don't be stumped by it. And you won't from now on, as long as you put in a little work or asks your accountant or your assistant, somebody who works with the numbers, to always let you know, and then start to concentrate on it. What are your numbers? Do not be stumped by that. Don't be that guy. Okay. That's it for today. Over and out. I'll cover numbers. I won't cover them in tomorrow's tip, because only once in a while, because I know they make people's eyes glaze over, but they're important to know. And if you want some help with this specifically in your business, even if you are just send me a private message and I'll help you out. Even, and don't be afraid, hopefully you're not afraid to say, like, Steve, I don't even know where to start with that. I'll help you get started with it, okay? And then maybe down the road, you become a pro at it, and then you can really start to make some money with your business. Isn't that why you started it in the first place? Okay? And if you don't make money in your business will cease to exist, okay? Because unlike the United States, for some reason, you can be in $20 trillion of debt and still have a ridiculous budget where you still want to spend all kinds of money. But anyway, I digress. That's it for today. Have a fantastic rest of Saturday, and I'll be back here again tomorrow with another daily Facebook Live video. Over and out.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.